Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is John Batchelor. The show begins in tariffs in the global south. The puzzle is how these tariffs are meant to help the U.S. and its trading partners. We're looking at 29% reciprocal tariff on Pakistan, a troubled country where only 1% of the population invests in the stock market, has any money to put in the stock market. This according to the former ambassador, Hussein Haqqani, who joined me to comment. Or Lesotho, a very small African state that makes T-shirts, now a 50% tariff, reciprocal tariff, because of its conduct. A small, very small state. The tariffs are chiefly a conversation between Washington and Brussels, I believe. Washington and Beijing, I believe. The collateral damage, however, is daunting, considering how many people have participated in the supply chain for American consumers for years. So, a mystery. The supply chain, the tariffs, and Lesotho, for one. And then we turn to the question of the Taliban with Bill Raggio and Hussein Haqqani. The Taliban looks to be in conversation or about to be in conversation or communication with Washington. Is Washington ready to recognize the Taliban? It was the Trump administration, the first term, that negotiated with the Taliban at Doha, leading to Joe Biden's hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. More conversation, the damage is done. However, there are lots of Afghanistan questions to be answered. And then on to a conversation with David Maxwell and Gordon Chang about the removal of President Yoon from his office in South Korea, and now a 60-day time to elect a new president early June. And despite the fact that President Yoon was more popular at the end than he was at any time during his time, the Constitutional Court voted 8-0 to remove him. Then a conversation with Malcolm Hohnlein about Prime Minister Netanyahu leaving Hungary, where he had been threatened with arrest by the ICC. Hungary had denied the application and now plans to leave the ICC, International Criminal Court of The Hague. A lawfare body, if there ever was one. Mr. Netanyahu then flew to Washington and sat with the President of the United States in these last hours. I'm told that part of the conversation is about tariffs, Israel offering to lower its tariff to zero if the U.S. does the same. Perhaps this is the beginning of a negotiation. I don't know. And then Malcolm points to anti-Semitism in Brown University's curriculum for educators in K-12 throughout the country. More to learn about this. Malcolm said they're just introducing it to members of Congress to look into. Who funded it? What's it for? A million students have already had this curriculum. Where and what is it? What is the substance of it? Who put it together? All questions to be answered. On to a conversation about Ukraine with John Hardy of Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, reporting that Ukraine forces are holding on to small pieces of the salient, the Kursk salient and the Belgorod salient. These are two states, provinces that, oblasts are called, that border Ukraine, and they're meant to be part of the negotiating process in the event that there is talk of ceasefire that comes to something between Russia and Washington. And then a conversation about deal-making in Washington. Of note, John Hardy commented, and I did too, on the fact that the Kremlin had sent a banker, a man who was educated in America, born in Ukraine, educated in America. He's a banker now of the Russian Sovereign Fund. Sent him to speak to the president's counselor, Steve Witkoff, a banker to a money market manager. promising, but it doesn't seem about war fighting. It seems about deals to be made. Perhaps that's what's necessary to end the conflict, because it's certainly not making anybody any money. Then a conversation about Mr. Market with Brett Ahrens. The third day of decline, and yet there was some loss of panic today. The Mag 7 did not just go in one direction, and by the end of the day, some of them were positive. They were the growth of this last year, so if they turn positive, can the rest of the market defy them and continue to go down? I don't know. We'll find out. We've got 4 days of trading in this week. The bond market, however, is suddenly signaling that things are getting better. It was well under 4% overnight, Brett tells me, 3.9, and then all day reversed itself and went to 4.2. That usually means positive things, but it's a crazy market, given that the tariff talk is speculative at this point, rhetorical. Nothing's actually been charged yet. There's now, in effect, a 10% tariff on anything being shipped to the United States. Is that profound? I don't know. We'll find out. Conversation about Syria with Ahmad Sharawi and Bill Rasho of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Turkey's looking to move into a Syrian airfield in central Syria. What's significant here is air defense, high-performance aircraft, maybe even F-35s, or something comparable from China or Russia. But this puts Syria right up against the airspace that Israel has plied these many years to contain the Iranian shipments into Hezbollah and into Syria. Israel up against Turkey, that's not a positive given the intemperate remarks of Mr. Erdogan these last months. Odd business. And then finally we turn to the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo from Brazil and Joseph Omar from the U.S. Joseph's in Panama and looking to help us understand the negotiation between Hong Kong, where the C.K. Hutchinson ports are owned, Beijing, where there is unhappiness with the idea of selling them to BlackRock in New York, and Washington that wants BlackRock to buy them. You need a scorecard to sort it out, but right now what we've got is anxiety all around. Secretary of Defense Mr. Hegseth is due into Panama later this week to have conversation with the government about providing security for the Panama Canal. And finally, Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution commenting on a book written by Tom Cotton about seven things you can't say about China, leading with, you can't say it's an evil empire, though it's very easy to make that case, and six more taboo subjects that aren't so taboo anymore. Many years ago, when I started talking with Gordon Chang, there was all excitement about the investment into China. No more. The education has been complete in Capitol Hill. China's an untrustworthy trade partner and an adversary. Until and if it changes its approach to its region and the world. More of this tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.